the ice cream company is going to buy the coupon when we use it? Is redemption really about ice cream?
Well, stores have redemption policies, and God does too. Have you ever used a coupon to buy something at the store? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. If you've ever used a coupon, you might have noticed the word redeem on the coupon. That means to buy back. Every store has its own rules for how they redeem stuff, and so does God. The good news is God's redemption policy is pretty simple. It requires that we admit our sin and our need for Him to redeem us. We must believe that He really did die to save us, and we need to trust in Him to be our Savior and Redeemer. Our story today is called Redemption Policy. Mom, what does redeem mean? Asked Brock. Redeem? Repeated Mom. It means to buy back. Why? Brock pointed to a coupon in a paper. This coupon for popsicles says it will be redeemed in accordance with company policy. Does that mean somebody will buy the coupon back? Mom nodded. An ice cream company put that coupon in the paper to get people to buy their popsicles. After the coupon is used at the store, the ice cream company will redeem it. They'll buy it back by giving the store the amount of money the customer saved with the coupon. Brock's sister Madeline looked at the coupon. I'd rather have ice cream bars, she said. Do you think they'd let us use the coupon for that? I don't think they'd allow that, Mom replied. Redeemed in accordance with company policy means according to their redemption policy, their rules. She looked at the kids thoughtfully. You know, the Bible talks about redemption too, she said. You mean people way back in Bible times used coupons? Asked Madeline. Brock grinned. I don't think so. I'm sure they didn't have coupons back then. Mom laughed. No, but when Jesus died on the cross, he paid the price for us to be redeemed by God. Everyone has sinned and strayed away from God, but Jesus gave his life to buy us back. So does that mean God has a redemption policy, like this ice cream company does? Brock asked, holding up the coupon. Yes, Mom said. And that means we have to be redeemed according to God's rules. God has a pretty simple redemption policy, but people often don't want to follow it. They want to make their own rules. Many people think they're not really so bad or that the good things they do will get them into heaven. But that's not God's way of redeeming us, is it? Said Madeline. No, said Mom. God's redemption policy requires that we confess our sin and our need for Him to redeem us. We must believe that Jesus really did die to save us, and we need to trust in Him as our Redeemer, our Savior. I've done that, Brock said. Me too, said Madeline. She looked at her brother. So we've both been redeemed. Well, how about you? Have you taken advantage of God's redemption offer, or are you trying to get to heaven according to your own plan? It doesn't work that way. You can only be redeemed and have eternal life with God in accordance with His redemption policy. Jesus paid the price for your redemption, so trust in Him as your Redeemer today. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, make sure you get your parents' permission first. Then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is found in the New Testament letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 14.
In Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins.
And our key thought for today, trust Jesus and be redeemed. Read and listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, I'm Zach. This is listener-supported Keys for Kids.